Businesses that had been closed because they were deemed non-essential by the governor were allowed to reopen on Monday using curbside pickup. And on Friday, they'll be able to welcome shoppers inside their stores while practicing social distancing and following other sanitation guidelines. Then on Monday, restaurants around the state will be able to start dine-in service, again with social distancing and other safety protocols. While these moves have their critics, they've been applauded by Glenn Hammer, president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and he joins me. So, Glenn, why do you think it is this is the right approach at this point?
Well, the governor has always made clear that public health is number one and making sure that we don't overwhelm our hospital capacities essential. But we reached the point where the governor believes, and we agree, that we could safely reopen some of the parts of the economy that were frozen, in part based on the experiences we've had with a lot of our economy being open, particularly in the supermarket and some of the retail sectors like Target and Walmart.
For those retailers that had not been open, do you get the sense, and have they told you that they are ready to reopen and logistically are able to do the things that they will need to do to reopen?
Yes. Now, for the retailers, the smaller retailers that aren't ready to go, they'll wait until they could do so safely. But we've heard from a lot of different companies that they feel that they can meet the Friday date set by the governor where they can open their doors. Already, they can do curbside and by appointment. We've learned a lot of lessons from the larger retail establishments that have been open. So the smaller retailers are very confident that they could safely reopen, where almost always there's a lot less density than, say, in some of the larger name brand retailers.
I want to ask you about the density issue, because I'm curious if you get the sense that customers are, obviously they've been going to grocery stores, they've been going to places like Target and Costco and Walmart. Do you get the sense that they are ready to be inside stores shopping for non-essential items?
Well, I would say that probably a lot of people in stores like Target and Walmart have probably been buying some things that go beyond just regular food and cleaning supplies. So I believe that the answer is yes. But they'll do so in a safe way, because you know the consumer confidence piece is a big part of this. So stores are going to have to make sure that their employees are safe, and they're going to need to make sure that customers feel safe as well. And I'm very confident that our small mom-and-pop retailers will rise to the occasion.
So in places like grocery stores, and we've been seeing a lot of different things, we've been seeing, for example, employees wearing masks, we've seen plexiglass dividers at cash registers, you know, every other cash register being used, tape on the floor to space out folks. Are you anticipating that for the retailers that will be opening their doors this week, we should expect to see those kinds of things pretty much universally as well?
I would expect that you will see a lot of that. You'll see a limited amount of foot traffic. I also think that part of what is going to limit the amount of people going in right now is that people are going to tip their toes in the water. They're going to want to make sure that they feel safe, and they're going to want to make sure that those protocols that they've been accustomed to in some of these larger operations are brought to the more local retail establishment.
You and the chamber have raised the question of liability for businesses that reopen with the governor. You've released public statements about this. Has that issue been addressed to your satisfaction and to your members' satisfaction as they are set to reopen and let folks back in?
No, we're going to have to do something probably legislatively, and it's probably on the federal and state level. And I just want to make it clear, we're not talking about bad actors. We're not talking about people that are willfully doing things that are dangerous. They should be targeted. We're talking about establishing good, safe harbors for this pandemic so that if businesses are using best practices and are operating in good faith, they shouldn't be sued out of existence. They have enough problems as things stand, just dealing with restoring consumer confidence, and not to mention just a lot of people who have a lot less money than they did 5 or 6 weeks ago.
So is it safe to say then that any legislative fix to this, be it at the state or federal level, would need to be done retroactively, because businesses, as we've talked about, will start letting folks in on Friday?
Well, we would like to see that. But, you know, what I believe is that in the early days, we're probably going to see, again, you know, people just sort of putting their toes into the water. So I don't think there's going to be initially a rush to the courtroom.
For businesses that are not retailers, have you been hearing that they have been, by and large, able to continue some amount of business? Like, have they been affected as much as retailers have been?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's really sector by sector. So a lot of the office work, you know, it's amazing how quickly a lot of businesses, including chambers, including our chamber, have been able to move to a virtual existence, so to speak. We've kept open manufacturing in this state, although with declining demand, manufacturers have still suffered. The construction industry is still pretty strong in the state. We've kept that sector open, agriculture. So there are a lot of sectors of our economy that were kept going. So we kept open more of the economy than most other states as we were going through the first phase of the pandemic.
All right. That is Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk with you.